Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it, play it, dig it.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Christmas Town is a merry town. It's a place where dreams are made. In this town, people never frown, 'cause they all are quite afraid. Elves and deer, they all live.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 58. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
And happy Dreamgirls CD day to you, Peter Maverick.
Well, you know, I'm trying to abstain. I might break down and buy it, but I've been trying.
Oh, you know, I normally buy the iTunes now, but I may have to have the jewel case.
You may have
a little
to own it. Yeah.
Insert and all of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. But New York, can I just tell you, opened in New York. The official movie premiere was a night or two ago. I think it was on Saturday. Jennifer Hudson got a standing ovation during the movie.
Woo!
During the movie, after she sings, and I'm telling you. And then after the movie ended, the movie got another standing ovation.
I bet.
A whole bunch of people were
I have goosebumps. Under my cashmere sweater. I have goosebumps.
It was just so crazy because they were talking with Eddie Murphy and he was like, I have never seen that happen in a movie. I've never seen people stand up and start cheering in the middle of the movie.
Thank you, Bill Condon, for the best holiday gift we're all going to get this
season. Truly. I am actually going to see it on Christmas Day. They have not started selling the tickets yet.
Will you call me? Because I fly in that night. I'm here at 6 a.m. I'll meet you. Let's go to a midnight show.
I kind of have a date. Sorry.
Fuck's sake. Well, can I sit in the back and
you can hold the popcorn.
Okay. That would mean I need to sit in the middle and I don't want to be up in the middle of your shit.
No, but it's going to be a good day.
I'm going to be having a religious experience. Anyhow, I won't even know you both are there.
Right.
Just
I don't even
take
think
me
I'm
to the movie so I am not desperately alone on Christmas Day.
No, you should come hang out with us. It'll
I'm
be good. We'll eat and we'll go see the Dreamgirls, but I'm so excited.
We could pretend we're Jewish and I could go have Chinese food with you that night and then go see Jennifer Hudson and give her a standing ovation.
I'll make some kugel and some rugula. We can bring them. You can bring the big purse.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Noodle pudding and cookies.
No idea.
Of the Jewish faith. They're delicious. But
I thought this might be Greek or something.
No. Also, speaking of music, okay, the Billboard Music Awards, I do not usually watch them, but of course, I did watch the beginning.
Were they on?
They were just on.
Well, see, I know nothing.
See, I'm so busy and all this stuff going on, and the entertainment news did not get past me. Can I just tell you, I was so excited for Janet for her costume because she opened. This is her first appearance
Janet
on an
Jackson?
Award show. Yes.
Miss Jackson,
Miss
if you're
Jackson,
nasty.
If you're this was her first appearance on an award show since the whole costume incident.
Well, the new CD, how do you think the new CD is? Was she doing one of those songs from the new CD or did she do something oldie and goodie?
She did all the above.
Okay.
She did throwback and then she started with the Pleasure Principle and did the Pleasure Principle choreography. It was very Paula Abdul. It was very cute.
Yes, love it.
And then she did some of the new stuff. So I was really happy to see it there. She sang a little. She lipped a little. It's okay. I love Janet. She's a flawless dancer. She's got her brother's talent for that.
Yeah.
But her outfit was like, it was like this white laced up thing. It was completely covering her from wrist to navel. And it was like really tight and everything.
No titty here.
No, there was no possibility for the boobing to fall out at all.
No boobage.
No boobings. So it was a good performance though. But oh my God, Mary J. Blige won 9 Billboard Awards.
Well, of course she did.
9. I'm so pleased for her. And I'm so pleased that at her point in the career right now, because she's gone through a lot of shit and she's been through a lot of stuff, and you know, she was to drugs and the abuse and a lot of things going on.
No more drama, honey.
No more drama. And I'm so happy that now that she's come past all of that, she's getting even more recognition than she was getting before, which truly, the lesson is, truly, you have to be true to yourself and you have to be true to your craft. You have to be true to the world.
Yeah.
So it felt very good for that. So those were two big things in my weekend. But
I love the you know, she recorded with Bono,
the One Love. One,
yeah. Oh. But I like that version. She even sounds a little country.
I think she sounds great, but Bono, I really can't get him in my...
Okay. You're odd.
I'm sorry, I am.
You're odd.
I don't like Matthew McConaughey. I don't like Bono. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
It's okay.
I have another quick little Dreamgirls rub, though. It's all about entertainment news.
That's good. I love the entertainment news.
Eddie Murphy was dating Scary Spice. I don't know if you knew that.
No, really?
Yeah, Mel B. I thought you knew that. Okay, oh my God, I know entertainment news that Amy Matheny doesn't. This is a proud moment, folks.
Honestly, I don't know anything about those Spice Girls since they all...
This is a proud moment. I follow them all.
Are not so spicy.
You know, I partied with them. I was at Baby Spice's birthday before they were the Spice Girls in the States.
Oh.
So I met them all. They're great. Posh rolls a mean joint, and that's all I'm going to say.
For Beckham, I guess.
That's all I'm going to say. She knows how to take care of Beck's real good, although she needs to eat something, all the posh.
Yeah.
I need to stop right now.
Skinny like a toothpick.
So they're not together anymore. She's pregnant.
Who's not together anymore? Posh?
Eddie Murphy and Mel B. Eddie Murphy and Scary Spice.
Yeah.
They're not together anymore.
Okay.
And she was like, well, who's my baby's daddy?
Who's your daddy?
So it could be Eddie Murphy. And he was like, well, until there's a blood test or something like that going on, that's not my child.
Eddie Murphy.
Right?
Come on.
Because he's gay. Hello. You don't stick it in women.
He's so gay.
We know that. So, yeah. So
he
that,
was the one with the transsexual, right? Or transvestite years.
Trans something. We don't
trans
really know.
Something?
Trans something. Really,
well, we can say trans.
He got busted.
Well, no, sexual would mean they have surgery.
Yeah, I'm just saying trans
something.
Trans
person.
A girl like Mimi. That's the new term I want to use forever.
Thank you, Mimi Marks, right?
Thank you, Mimi Marks. We love you. And one other thing. If I see another picture of Britney's pussy on the internet.
What?
Were you in a black hole this weekend, Mimi Matheny?
Honestly, Peter, this is one of those moments where I am just having my Thanksgiving gratitude for you, because I have not seen Britney Spears' pussy, and I would want to know why I have not.
I have to talk about, do you know that she's been running around with Paris Hilton?
No.
Oh my God, you have not read.
I've been literally up my ass. I've been trying to decorate my Christmas tree, honestly.
Your head's been in the toilet. Bubble, 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 bubble. Yes, the Britney Spears and the Paris Hilton have become friends, and they were running around. And as Britney was stepping out of a car, you can see right up her crotch, you can see a labial fold.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, there's a little, but unless her clit is that big, and it didn't look like a clit to me. I mean, I've seen a few in my time. But yeah, she has no panties on,
does
and you can totally see it.
Does your clit hang low? Does your clit hang low? Can you see it to and fro? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow?
Filthy. That's a Bandcamp song from that one time at Bandcamp. So yeah, it was the Britney's chooch is hanging out, and everybody's been talking about it. So
we decided to post that on the Queercast site, because I haven't seen it.
No, I don't want to post the picture. That's nasty. You can Google it. People out there in
what do
land,
I Google? Britney's snatch?
Yeah, it'll come up. Britney's like crotch shot, and you'll totally be able to find her stepping out of the car. I'll show you after the show.
Okay.
So
aren't you all sad if you're listening to me and you're like on an airplane and you've downloaded us and you can't? You're like going, oh, I want to see the crotch shot.
I want to see the crotch shot.
Probably we don't really care. Right?
No, we don't. But the fact that she's hanging around with Paris Hilton, so much
so. She's also pumped out two babies very quickly. So.
And Rosie O'Donnell was like, Brit, you can come stay with me. You don't need Paris. Oh my God, there's just all this craziness going on.
Oh, Rosie.
Yes, Rosie. Read about her in my column coming out. It's crazy next week.
In the Night Spots.
Crazy. But this whole Britney photo thing of her crotch shot just became so instantly popular and everything that backstage with the people of the production that I'm in, Rudolph the Red Hose Reindeer, who we're going to have on the show, later on in the show, we're going to have him on. We were talking about it, and Terry, one of the guys in the cast, we decided that we're not going to call it pussy anymore, and we're not going to call it vag. We're going to call it a Britney.
A Britney?
So,
some people call it a taco. I always thought that was funny. You like tacos? Yeah, I like tacos.
We're going to, don't let your Britney show. Oh, hon, your Britney's showing. I can see your Britney. That became our little catchphrase back there. That one and shoes. Shoes. Because there's this little...
Shoes?
Yeah, there's this little video about this. I love shoes. Oh my God, I love shoes. It's this great little YouTube video. It's gotten 4 million views or something like that.
All right, so do
that.
YouTube, Google shoes.
Google shoes. I don't think you can Google, but you can Google Janet. You can find Janet's performance on there from the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, good.
On YouTube.
Don't you love the YouTube?
I love the YouTube so much. So did you see Happy Feet?
I have not seen Happy Feet. I've literally had my head up my butt, Peter, in the Yule.
You've been hiding.
I've been trying to get my house in order. I have a new person in my house, not in my life.
There's a stranger in my house.
Yeah. And I've just had a lot of stuff. I've just had a lot of stuff going on. So I am just glad that you are
all
hanging with the Joneses. So I know about Britney's crotch. You know?
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Even
important
my sister.
Information you want, Peter Maverick.
Yeah, I was even just talking to a bunch of people and they were like, did you see Britney's pussy?
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw her Britney.
I saw her Britney.
I saw
That's
her
our
Britney.
New phrase.
I think so.
That gets a pod snap.
We got to keep that together. We
got to
keep that together. Snap. For sure.
Britney's crotch.
Britney's pudenda.
Her pudenda.
I like that word.
Britney's
I like
Britney.
That word a lot.
Britney's Britney.
Britney's Britney. So we opened this past weekend.
Yes, the Red-Hosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Hosed Reindeer at the Bailiwick. I want to see you there if I haven't seen you there already. I want to see
you
there.
What is your schedule?
I'm ready to come out. It's every Friday and Saturday night. Fridays is at 10 p.m. Saturdays is at 7 p.m. Get there early because there was a huge line. We had to start the show late because there
was
so many people at opening
it's
night.
It's such a fun freaking show. And we're going to be hearing clips of it.
Yeah, we've got all
from
through
the show.
Mm-hmm. We've got some stuff from the original cast recording, which you can buy. The link will be in the show notes if you would like it. But David Serta has, it's just such a fun play. And there's some great news that Cage James, I know I've been talking about a bunch of times and you saw David, we did an interview backstage with him as he was putting his face on. Cage James is indeed going to be remounted very soon.
Yay!
So probably within a month. So if you haven't seen that one, I can't stress it enough. And really, I usually don't. I mean, I love the theater and I'm like, oh yeah, go see it. You have to see Cage James. It's fucking hysterical. There's this whole, I mean, just oysters. Britney's oysters. We'll just leave it there. It's totally fun. But the thing I'm loving most is that show buzz, though. You know how it is?
Yeah.
When it's like you've done it, you've opened it, and now you've got it. I forgot how good it feels to feel high like this.
Oh, yeah. Doing the theater thing is high. You know, you'll hit a high, and then you'll hit a slump, and then you'll hit where it's real. That's how I feel. Like,
and then it's over.
The slump is like the shows that you don't want to go do, or it feels hard, or you know. But luckily, sometimes if you're in a really fun show like Rudolph the Red-Hosed Reindeer, you won't hit that slump because the audience will feed you. They'll really feed you, and they'll be so satisfied with the jokes that it. That's one great thing about doing comedy or musicals over doing a drama is sometimes that you just get so much from the audience. It's so great. Really, just gives you a high.
Yeah, and it's I think it's a super fun cast too. I'm very fortunate that everybody I've worked with so far on the show is just is really nice. There aren't any divas. I mean, David, I love you, but no, I'm just kidding. Total joke, honey.
That's
totally
a door for you to walk through, right. Peter. Be the diva. I'm Peter Maverick of the Windy City Queer Cast.
I have too many.
Where is my latte?
I have too many fucking costume changes to be a diva. Me and Gino, poor Gino and I, we're like rushing backstage every 5 minutes to change our face, change our hair, change whatever the hell we have to do. Put these smaller than God panties on. Can I just tell you? I mean, Rudolph may be the one maybe wearing panties, but...
Yeah.
No, I've got these little pink things with a sparkly zipper on them. They're just,
oh God,
they're obscene, and they have little nubbins on them.
I've been told to wait and come see the show, but you're really starting to make me think I should come and see it like this Saturday night or something.
You got to come now. You got to come now because we had so much fun.
All right.
Coming out there.
And no, it's only in December, folks. So get yourselves out there right now. And I'm so excited to hear the interview that you did kind of rough and ready and behind the scenes, which most people don't get to see with the whole process and the cast.
Yeah, it was really fun. We just sort of sat down and talked about it, and we did a big round robin with a handful of members of the cast who could stay there. So it was a really good time.
Well, we have a very good show for you today. We're going to entertain you with Rudolph the Red-Hosed Reindeer and Peter Maverick in that. Plus, we're going to give you the news of the week, which it's a big news week.
Yeah.
And much, much more.
Logan Schwartz and Grubinier
in this holiday season. She has got some rants, let me tell you.
She does.
Coming at you because the news and the entertainment world is making her material very easy and obvious.
And we've got Jarrett Jones doing Daycations.
There you go,
so
Jarrett Jones.
We've got a full show for you today, folks. Stay with us after this.
Just one look and I can hear a bell ring. One more look and I forget everything. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Mamma mia, here I go again. My, how can I resist ya? Mamma mia, does it show?
Mamma Mia, here we go again. The show you can't resist is coming back. Mamma Mia, the guaranteed get happy hit about a mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. Packed with ABBA's greatest hits, it's got audiences dancing in the aisles all around the world. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life one more time.
Mamma Mia returns to the Cadillac Palace Theater December 12th to 31st. Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big, strong man say, "I think I need a new fur coat"?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, "I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla."
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
But look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And my two dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's bee in my bonnet. This bee is as out of control as Clay Aiken's hand on the Regis and Kelly show. My Carl dad says that Kelly is germophobic, not homophobic. But my Dan dad says that Princess Kelly needs to learn how to take a joke. I say I haven't seen Rosie O'Donnell this excited since the locker room shower scenes with Madonna in A League of Their Own. This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, and that's the bee in my bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of December 4th, 2006, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Chicago's renowned dynamic duo Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen present their first ever holiday review, How the Diva Stole Christmas, in a limited engagement at the Lakeshore Theater. An unforgettable, side-splitting evening of music, comedy, and many surprises along the way. How the Diva Stole Christmas, Fridays and Saturdays through December 15th at Chicago's Lakeshore Theater. Call 773-472-3492 or log on to amyfreddie.com. For more.
Goodman Theater Artistic Director Robert Falls directs Frank's Home, a world premiere about Frank Lloyd Wright, one of our greatest, if less than perfect, visionaries. A man who created new architectural vocabulary but couldn't create a home for himself and his family. Frank's Home playing through December 23rd. Get tickets at 312-443-3800 or goodmantheater.org.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company continues its 10th season of Think Theater with The Real Thing, Tom Stoppard's sharply funny play about love and marriage, playing now through January 7th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets to The Real Thing, call 773-871-3000 or visit Remy Bumpo, remybumppo.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit thewindycitytimes.com.
Hey, this is your tour guide, Jared Jones, right here on Windy City Queercast.
This week's Daycations brings us just across the border into Cheese Country as we visit the Beloit Angel Museum in Beloit, Wisconsin. Beulah insisted that we would see a likeness of her at the museum, as in her early childhood, Her mother had lived in Sin with Wisconsin's foremost cheese sculptor, George Hooky Harrison. She swears at her fondest memory of Hooky, named such due to the rusted hook which replaced his severed left thumb, was of him creating her image as a plump cherub out of a block of cheddar. And even though her last therapist concluded that this memory was merely a fantasy, and that the real story was that Hooky and her mom used to bungee cord her to the Lazy Boy while they surreptitiously fornicated down the hallway with wedge after wedge of cheese, and that all she ever wanted was to see God the way it sounded to her that they did, she never could let go of the comforting fairy tale she had created. So if you talk to her about it, it really happened. But I digress. And just in time, as we follow the cheese breeze up to Beloit. At the front door, we are met by Bernice, who politely informs us that there is a suggested donation of $8. Beulah reached into her knockoff Fendi to retrieve the Ziploc of dimes and nickels she keeps for just such occasions. But when she thrust her hand in the bag, she felt the clammy coldness of the half-pound of Colby Jack she had purchased at the local cheese stand, and, like a psychic floodgate, she at once realized that all those angelic tales she had created to deal with the traumatic abandonment and dairy-related neglect she suffered at the hands of her mother were in fact false. She was inconsolable and collapsed like a punctured parade balloon in a deflated heap on the floor of the Angel Museum lobby. Even Bernice offered a hand, but only I knew how to get Beulah back on her feet. I took her hand, stared deeply into her good eye, and began to sing, "She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother." And by the time I was around to the super freaky part, she had sprung back to life and it was into the museum we went. I had been anxious to see the collection of black angels, donated by Chicago's own Oprah Winfrey. Many a morning, Beulah and I awake and sit silently at the altar of Miss O. Why, we're two of her black angels. Despite Beulah being white, and I, the product of my Norwegian mother's successful attempt to get out of a speeding ticket issued by a Native American policeman by offering him a taste of her lutefisk. But God sees no race, and, by default, neither does Oprah. At the end of our tour, Bernice handed us a 2-for-1 coupon to the local pancake house. And after all that strenuous walking around, we were glad to get it. As we sat down at the restaurant, the obese waitress began to tell us about the specials. Unfortunately, the steamroller omelet, as she described it, contained not only 1 but 2 pounds of aged cheddar cheese, and it was back into the land of catatonia for Beulah. What would we ever have done without the soothing tones of Mr. Rick James? Well, that's it from Dairyland. For more info, see angelmuseum.com. And see me, Jared Jones, next time for another exciting daycation.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News. 10 gay men have been abducted in Iraq, and it is feared all of them may have been murdered. 5 young activists from the Iraq GLBT community were seized at gunpoint by Iraq police on November 9th, with 5 others being kidnapped days later. This follows attacks on gays in June when extremist Islamist death squads burst into the home of 2 lesbians in the city of Najah, shot them dead, and killed a young child the lesbians had rescued from the sex trade.
Bush's report card. The Human Rights Campaign released its 3rd annual World AIDS Day report card with a new category evaluating AIDS-related stigma and discrimination. Its assessments of the Bush administration's response to the HIV and AIDS crisis in 2006, ooh, it's not good. An F for prevention, a D for care and treatment, an F for research, and a C in fighting the global AIDS pandemic, and an F in fighting stigma.
Vermont's free GLBT monthly newspaper, Out in the Mountains, will fold after 21 years of publishing. Burlington-based Mountain Pride Media Board President Brian Cote said that the decision to stop printing the publication was emotional but necessary.
Ryan Thorson, a gay North Dakota resident, is the Rhodes Scholar for 2007. The Harvard University student was one of 15 regional finalists interviewed for the honor. Thorson, who majors in government as well as women, gender, and sexuality studies, will use the scholar to study social anthropology for 2 years at Oxford University in England beginning next October.
actors Gael Garcia Bernal and Diego Luna, and along with director Alfonso Cuarón, all from the movie Y Tu Mamá También, were among 51 people who published a half-page open letter in newspapers supporting a Mexico City civil union law passed by local lawmakers. The law allows same-sex couples living together to register civil unions with authorities, granting them inheritance rights and other benefits given to spouses.
And that's your Windy City Queercast news.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
The Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Mamma Mia. Dancing Queen, Take a Chance on Me, and more classic ABBA hits are woven into an enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from NewWorldAstrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at NewWorldAstrology.com.
Is it always right to pursue these feelings?
Hey, this is Ari Gold, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
And I know that I've been down this road before.
Something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
When life kicks you down, leaves you battered and bruised, when you feel like an orphan, all alone and abused, you can dwell in the past and feel angry and stressed, or you can take it and shake it. Next Tuesday is best.
And we're back. This is Peter Maverick, the queer in your ear on the Windy City Queercast, and I am joined by a smattering of the cast and staff from David Sirtis's naughty little Christmas play, Rudolph the Red-Hosed Reindeer. I'm going to do a quick roll call and go around, starting with Mrs. Sirta.
Hi. Hi, Peter. Hi, everybody out in Radioland. I'm David Sirta.
And what did you do with this play?
I wrote it. And I'm Gladys Dasher.
And you're Gladys Dasher. And next in the circle is...
My name is Richard, and I am Rudolph, and I didn't write this.
And next...
I'm Ed Jones, and I am playing Ruth Claus, and I am also co-producing.
Why are you talking like this?
Because
he doesn't want to be a Mary Queen.
And I'm Dan. I'm playing Herbie the Elf, and I look great in yellow hose.
And yellow hair.
Hi. And yellow hair. I'm Gino Generelli. This is my deep radio voice.
I'm Gino Generelli, and I'm playing Uterus the Reindeer and Chippy Elf.
And next up, we have our esteemed director.
Hi, I'm Tim Howard. I'm the director and also co-producing with Ed Jones.
And finally, the only girl in this circle, because they all decided to leave.
Nothing happens this content for the show.
Your voice can't be on this.
And they're all on their period.
That was Trish. She's bleeding.
Oh my God. Hi, I'm Jody. I'm the stage manager.
So, all of you, quite a few of you have done the show before. The Eyes, who's done it before?
I.
Yeah, it's radio. I said the eyes.
Oh, the eyes.
And they all lifted their hands.
Like our eyes? What?
Eyes.
Our eyes. Tim, why are you a part of the show again?
I had so much fun with it the first 2 years, and because I wanted to do a Christmas show, it would actually be without actually being in a Christmas show. That's why.
Dan?
I wanted to do it again. I missed this group a lot.
Yeah. I missed Dan. And you've done a few roles on the stage.
Yeah, I have. This is actually my first year playing some different roles, so it's nice to switch it up. Keep it fresh and new
fresh
and exciting.
Fresh and new. Richard?
Well, I had a lot of fun doing Judy last year, and I thought
Judy's Scary Little Christmas.
Judy's Scary Little Christmas, you're right. And I just thought this would be a lot of fun. And, you know, how often do I get a chance to wear panties? So,
in public.
In public. In public.
People pay to see it.
David,
David,
give us a little backstory on the show.
Well, Rudolph the Red-Hosed Reindeer is a parody of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Rankin-Bass special, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it spoke to me as a child, and it's all about being different. And it's one of those things that I loved. It was my favorite Christmas special. And then when you get older and you see all the parallels to anybody who is different, be it queer or overweight or whatever, or it's amazing when you see the parallels. The elf who's kicked out of he doesn't fit in with the other elves because he doesn't do exactly what they do. And Rudolph, who has a red nose because he doesn't look like all the other reindeers. And it's just, it's a real silly, filthy show sometimes, but it definitely has a message. I mean, it's sort of turned into, every year we add a bunch of stuff, and it's turned into like my rant against pop culture. But everything that bothers me, I add into Rudolph, Anna Nicole Smith, and... Parasol. Right.
How long has it been running?
Well, Rudolph's 10 years old this year, I think. And this is the 8th time we've done it, because we've given it a break a couple of times. But I originally wrote Rudolph in 97, 96, 97. So I don't know if it's 9 or 10 years. I must have been drunk when I wrote it.
Tim, tell us your take on the play. What's your spin on it? What do you bring to the party?
I wanted it to be a little more raunchy than it has been. I wanted to push the envelope of like.
Yeah, you're pushing it right at my crack with those little shorts, Mr. Man. Just tell you that.
Hey, I wore those shorts too a couple years ago, and you guys wear them better than
I
do.
That stain was.
They were washed lightly. I wanted to be a different version of our production of Rudolph than what people have seen in the past, because the last two times we had the same director each time, so the people that have seen it the last couple of times are expecting something, and I wanted to give them something different as well. I mean, there's still going to be the things that they expect, but then there's also going to be some different little touches. So, mm-hmm.
And Jody, you're the eyes in the sky. You get to keep looking down at everybody and seeing everything that goes on. What's your take on the show? What do you think of all this madness going on down here?
I love it. I saw the show 2 years ago, it was my first Hell in a Handbag show that I saw.
She was 12.
I was 12.
And they let you in? Oh, yeah. My God.
No, and I absolutely loved it. And like everybody else, I loved like the Rudolph claymation and all those stories when I was growing up. And so to be able to be a part of, bringing it to life on stage in such a different way, but still, like, staying true to, like, the themes that are in the actual movie and, like, really, taking those and making them grow and, getting to watch everybody do what they do and being able to help out and bring the show to life and make sure shit doesn't get screwed up.
She's the perfect stage manager ever. Gino, this is your first time acting in this, isn't it? Had you seen it before?
No, I've seen it. I've seen posters for it. I've almost seen it, but I've not seen it.
So how is this?
I tried to make
you
that sound good.
That's what we get for doing this show down the street from man's country.
I was on my way walking here, and I got distracted.
Yeah, all the new people are great. Yes. Gino's wonderful, and Richard is, dare I say,
I think the best Rudolph we've had.
Oh,
don't tell Brennan. Yes, yeah. Brennan. Yes, Brennan.
He's not listening.
He won't listen. We'll make sure he can't download it. I promise.
I already told him. No, they're great, and everyone's fitting in just pretty well. And Ed and I haven't scared them away. So.
Not yet.
Oh, this is probably one of the funnest shows I've ever worked on. It's great because I haven't. This is kind of a return to theater for me after like close to a 1 year hiatus. And, well,
you're good. And you know beats and you're like counts and that's three count. You can dance.
Fun. This is what I love. I love theater like this. It's been a great show to work on. The cast is talented and they know their stuff.
And tell us how you met Tim. This is funny.
Oh, am I allowed to say this on the radio?
Why?
On it's a the podcast. Gay, on gay radio.
It's a podcast. You can say whatever the all right. motherfuck you want. All right.
Well,
shit.
This is gonna discredit us to some extent for your listeners, but I played Dungeons and Dragons with Tim's boyfriend.
That's hot.
But they were it was naked it was gay.
It was oh yeah, it was naked elf Dungeons and Dragons. I'm sorry, there. That saved it. That's it.
It was really research.
That was research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
just trying to figure
he out. He was looking was for ass. Find some ass. We need more elves. Find some ass.
I'd like to specify it's my husband that plays, not me.
Gamer is G-A-Y-M-E-R.
He had a little audition and he fit right in.
But they're good people.
So. Fit right into the costume.
So, Ed, as one of the producers, mm-hmm. you have some, I think, big boots to walk in or some big shoes to fill. But tell us a little bit about the people. I sort of feel that, like, Handbag Productions has this cult following in Chicago. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, David can probably talk about that.
No,
more,
you do. I'm tired of talking about
that. We talked to her for hours and hours
we
last
have
time.
Fans that are really hardcore, true, loyal fans that love us. And then every production that we do, though, we pick up new fans. And they send us email, they send us donations, and they say, you know, I've always been tempted to see one of your shows, and now that I did, I'm hooked. And we love that. We love that. So
I just heard a little story earlier today about someone who saw Poseidon, I think, in New York.
Yeah, the box office
called the Bailiwick, yeah.
Box office told us today that they had sold some tickets. Someone from New York had seen Poseidon earlier, and they're coming in from New York to see Rudolph. So.
No pressure?
Yeah.
Fabulous for that. So, real quick, I'm going to run through the details about the show. It is every Friday and Saturday here at the Bailiwick in Chicago. It's very near to Belmont and Racine. You can pop into the box office. That's the best way to get tickets, but I will have all kinds of links in the show notes and all that good stuff. So we're going to repeat that information, but I just had to put that out there because I figured it went with the producer.
Yeah, sign up for our mailing list on the website.
And the website is?
Handbagproductions.org.
Because I say it wrong every fucking time. So, the run is a month. The run is for Christmas. So, what are you doing for Christmas, Jody?
I will be spending it at home with my family.
Jim?
I am spending it in Chicago with my husband.
I'm either spending it in Chicago with my cat or driving to Minnesota to spend it with my boyfriend's family.
Already?
Going to Ohio and spending it with the fam.
And I will probably be flying to Virginia to visit the family.
And my girlfriend and I are going to drive down to my parents and spend it in St. Louis.
Yay. You're straight.
I mean, wait a minute.
He's the one who wears panties.
I'm going to Hammond, Indiana to see my 6 nephews and nieces. Hi, kids!
Well, folks, we definitely want you to come out and check out this play, not just because my crazy ass is in it, although that's a big selling point. I know
he's really cute.
You just get to see my ass, really. That's all. I flub all of my lines, but you get to see my butt. It's kind of fun. So check it out, handbagproductions.org, running every Friday and Saturday through December. And we'll be right back after this.
And folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at wcmgpromo@aol.com.
Folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer, and now.
Time not too long ago.
She had it all.
I was the hottest, yes, the star of the show.
Then suddenly,
I turned around and all the children were gone.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
Ooh, I love it.